Good morning. Welcome to the Sunday, January 4th, 2015. Welcome to the new year. Waking up, freeing ourselves from work, and we're going to be looking at three questions, a focus today on three themes that have been helping us think through how to get to the certainty that we need, we the people, globally, to proceed to consensus. It is consensus that we need. Well, we need consensus on the importance of reclaiming our human energy, which never should have been a commodity, but which today we are in the fresh, brand new moment, which allows us to actually do something about it, finally. You know, realize our ancestors' dreams and free our descendants from this mess. Three themes interweave as we progress in our thinking through of how to get to the certainty we the people need to proceed to consensus. The importance of factoring hidden power into our analysis, the importance of our having an accurate understanding of the state, and the importance of seeing and overcoming the implicit bias called contempt for the common, reverence for the intellectual, i.e. the mental manual divide. And you know, I began waking up with that mental manual divide described as the separation between conception and execution. And so I've known for some time that that was the nut, the core knot we had to untangle. And every day I get good confirmation that that's the knot we need to untangle. And I am encouraging all who want a future that's based on freedom, non-coercion, to begin discussing that knot, along with these other two. Because they're also key. They're also, I mean, and it is, in fact, an interweave of all these things. It's a single class system. And Du Bois, you know, I mean, all folks who devote a little bit of thought to this come up with the same conclusions because it ain't changed, you know? We've been dealing with this for some time and a lot of folk have been trying to figure it out. Well, Du Bois asked this same question 100 years ago. What is a vision of democracy if we the people, our human energy, are tightly controlled? And what does, he asked, what does democracy mean if human beings are tightly controlled, which is what a coerced work system is for? When do we have that conversation? If not now, you know? We got fascism looking at our backs here. And this is a global fascism that is not gonna go away just by our wishing and hoping and pretending we live in a democracy. It, you know, that they tried to do it over and over. And now here they feel they got the tools to do it with, you know? Finally, they think they have the technological supremacy that got us backed into a corner and that we got nowhere to go. And it's exactly the opposite because of the internet. We've got our freedom to go to. We just have to discuss it. That's another nut. We got some knots to untangle, but we are up to the challenge. Up to the challenge. So all these knots flow together. That's not a good combination of metaphors, huh? They're angles on the single system of class, and the point of them, of the system, as Du Bois said, and notice how much more blunt power spoke back then, 100 years ago. If you recall from our last show, how bluntly they spoke about the need to control us. It's evidence of a growing consensus that today they must attempt to mimic our generosity of spirit and claim to care about us all of a sudden. Even the indigenous. That's real nauseating when we see that pretense going on after the untold oceans of blood spilled. So the point of the totalitarian control of us, which these three work together to produce, is to ensure a continuous and continuously reproducing class of debased humans, and some more so than others, but we're all debased by a system of class, on which to run power's machine for generating what it calls knowledge. They want to be on top, and they feel that the only way they can stay on top is if they have a monopoly on everything, but particularly knowledge, what they call knowledge. The continuous generation of which, according to their theory, makes it knowledge infinite. And I laugh because, you know, we all know this is not true. I mean, they conceal, you know, they rewrite history, but I would imagine that most of the innovations that truly changed our lives came from below. It's been that way for some time, and certainly freed from the constraints of the university. I mean, look at Einstein, for example. They couldn't make head nor tails of him. And that's just, so he had to, you know, kicked out, got written up, nasty, what's that word? Evaluations done of him. Heavens. I mean, we really have to free our heads of this, of the assumptions and premises and prejudices that we've been taught in order to make the contribution we're supposed to make here on this earth with our brothers and sisters.